Hello, everyone. Thank you for joining us. You are listening to Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I'm your host, Lisa Hollinger. We hope this Friday finds you all well and happy. We have a great story we wanted to start out with today, and this is about Dr. Ben Carson. Now, Dr. Carson was a professor of neurosurgery, oncology, plastic surgery, and pediatrics, and the director of pediatric neurosurgery at Johns Hopkins University. As if that wasn't enough of an impressive resume, at age 33, he became the youngest major division director in Johns Hopkins history as director of pediatric neurosurgery. He was also co-director of the Johns Hopkins Craniofacial Center. Pretty impressive resume, right? So one more thing that's really quite interesting about him. In 1987, Dr. Carson became the first surgeon to successfully separate conjoined twins, the binder twins who had been joined at the back of the head. Now, there were 70 people on this surgical team. They were led by Dr. Carson, and they worked for 22 hours to separate the twins. At the end, the twins were successfully separated and can now survive independently. And we pulled this off of Wikipedia, Ben Carson. So you can already tell this is an amazing man, right? But the interesting part of the story is his life growing up and how he became the person that he is today. So at 8 years old, Ben's parents divorced, and he and his 10-year-old brother Curtis were raised by their mother. In a book that he wrote, it's entitled Gifted Hands, The Ben Carson Story, and it was published in 1990. He talks about how his mother only had up to a third grade education. They didn't have a lot of money, and things were really tight financially while they were growing up. At one point, they had to go live with other relatives because their mother just couldn't financially support the family. But she was a great lady, and she really pushed her boys to achieve academically. At one point, she told them they could only watch 3 television programs a week, and she insisted they began reading 2 books a week. As you can imagine, that wasn't too popular of a decision. But Ben had been struggling academically, and all of a sudden, that increased his study time, since they weren't watching as much TV. Combined with getting glasses, made his grades begin to soar. So one day, Ben says to his mother, "I want to be a doctor. Can I be a doctor, Mother?" His mother responds, "If you ask the Lord for something and believe He will do it, then it'll happen." Ben said, "I believe I can be a doctor." His mother responded, "Then, Benny, you will be a doctor," she said. And here's what Ben said that was so profound. "After Mother's words of assurance, I never doubted what I wanted to do with my life." And so he did. He became this really famous, amazing doctor that we just talked about. But it's interesting the influence that his mother had on his life. And of course, we know that mothers and fathers both have a crucial role on a child's life. But in this case, where he didn't have a father in his home after the age of 8, it was his mother who really fortified and strengthened their family. A mother's influence on her child is profound. And there's a favorite quote from Elder Neil A. Maxwell, who is a member of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles. And it's from a talk he gave in General Conference, April 1978, entitled The Women of God. And this is what he says. "When the real history of mankind is fully disclosed, will it feature the echoes of gunfire or the shaping sound of lullabies? The great armistices made by military men or the peacemaking of women in homes and in neighborhoods? Will what happened in cradles and kitchens prove to be more controlling than what happened in congresses? When the surf of the centuries has made the great pyramids so much sand, the everlasting family will still be standing because it is a celestial institution formed outside celestial time. The women of God know this." The line where Elder Maxwell says, "Will what happened in cradles and kitchens prove to be more controlling than what happened in congresses?" is really powerful, and you think about the role and the influence that a mother can have on her child, and it is profound. So if you're a mother and you've had a rough day with the kids, maybe you're struggling a little bit, just know that you are doing a great work. That's the message we'd like to leave you with today. Thank you for joining us. If you have any suggestions, comments, or inspirational stories you'd like to share with us, send us an email at mormonchanneldaily@lescchurch.org, or you can post on our Facebook wall today. This has been another episode of Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. And the song of the day we'd like to leave you with today is entitled My Favorite Dream, and it's featuring Sherry Call. Thanks for joining us. Have a great Friday, a wonderful weekend, and we look forward to being back with you again here on Monday.
I have dreams. They're big enough to touch the sky. I launch them as the days go by. I dream them as I hold your hand. And I always try to understand the reason that I'm in this world. I wonder as the days unfurl and I'm running out of time to grant all the wishes that I had as a little girl. Even if I don't cross the ocean blue or climb the tallest mountain, it isn't as tragic as it seems. There are a million things I want to do, but only if I can be with you. And I know what forever. I want to make them all come true, and I would do anything for you. And our babies with their fragile wings, I want them to know they can do anything. But we all will win and lose on our way to becoming kings and queens. Oh, even if I don't cross the ocean blue or climb the tallest mountain, it isn't as tragic as it seems. No, no, there are a million things I want to do, but only if I can be with you. And I know what forever means. And you are my favorite dream, and the thing that makes my wildest dreams worthwhile is to tell you all about them and to see you smile and know you're with me all the while. I hope you know that even if I don't climb the tallest mountain, it isn't as tragic as it seems. No, no, there are a million things I want to do, but only if I can be with you. And I know what forever means. And you favorite.